Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. Today, we are going to be creating the most powerful One Piece character. And don't forget to write a review if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anything else, even if you're on Google Cardboard. Still write us a review so we can get feedback on what we can do better. Anyway, let's get into it. So, the first category that we are going to be doing is strength. Now, I forgot to mention that this is going to be the same rule set and as the Naruto, creating the most powerful. Okay. Alrighty, so we have a couple of options here. We could go with Kaido.
Yeah, he's pretty big. He's pretty strong.
We could go with Zoro, but... you know,
Mihawk's strong enough to lug that sword around.
Yeah, we could go with Blackbeard, but I have him for a different category.
We're obviously thinking about the same guy here.
Obviously.
Whitebeard, literally named the strongest man.
Yes, that is a very, very excellent choice. However... I actually think Kaido would be a better choice for strongest.
Actually, yeah, it probably would.
In terms of raw strength, Kaido would be the better choice. Excuse me.
Yeah, let's go with Kaido.
Alrighty, next category.
We can save endurance later.
Yes. Speed. What are we going to do? Speed? We have quite a bit of options. None of the characters are relatively fast. Now, yeah. Oh, Kizaru's fast as light. No, he's not. His devil fruit with his devil is fruit, yeah. Fast. Not him. Now, there aren't actually too many characters in One Piece that are fast. So, we'll have to go with some good observation hockey users, I would say.
Yeah.
Even though that doesn't really equate to speed. We're not talking about running speed. It's kind of like speed / reflexes.
I think the best choice would have to be Sanji.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he doesn't have a devil fruit. It's all him. Yeah, maybe his Germa genes give him extra speed. But, like, the Germa genes are him. Like, he is the Germa genes. So, yeah, I mean, Sanji would definitely be the best choice, 100%. So now, the next category that we are going to mention, I think it's fair to say durability. Now, we actually have a lot of choices for this one.
There are a lot of durable people.
First, we could do Whitebeard. Zoro. Now, Of course, I don't really have to explain why Zoro's durable, but I'm going to do it anyway. As seen in
the... Was it episode 216?
I think so.
I mean 316?
The nothing happened moment was the best feat of durability from Zoro. Yes, also, he took a slash from Mihawk's Dark Blade, but the nothing happened moment is... definitely a lot more. He took all of Luffy's pain and ate it. Just ate it.
Like a grilled cheese.
Yes, indeed. Next character, obviously, Blackbeard.
Blackbeard's a good choice.
He has.
But I do have an issue with him.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
His devil fruit. We're not counting devil fruits. Make him take two times the pain.
Remember.
Yeah, without the devil fruit, though, what feats of durability have we seen from him?
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Because he has the pain devil fruit, or, sorry, the darkness devil fruit, that was kind of cringe. Because he has the darkness devil fruit, that already makes him a durable character because he can take, like, so many shots.
What?
Well, see, what I kind of mean... Am I not
keeping up? Did I miss something?
I don't know. But what I kind of mean by that is his darkness fruit makes him take 2.5 times pain. Right? But he never he always seems to be fine when he gets hit. Which...
So he's obviously has that either the pain tolerance or just the straight up durability.
Which he most likely has the straight up durability.
More likely than not.
And for another good option would...
I think another really good choice would be Big Mom.
Big Mom. Yeah. That, I mean, it's there's no not really excellent feats for... But durability, but she's obviously not going to be weak.
I mean, look at her. She's a literal giant.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, when she was a kid...
By the same logic, we could choose the same giants as, like, an Elbath, but, you know.
Well... Yeah. Anyway. So
I'd rather go with a Yonko.
Yeah. Yeah, they're much better. And also, another feat from Big Mom, when she was a child, she was decimating adults and, like, strong people. Like, very strong people. Armies.
Bullets, I think she's an incredibly durable character. So yeah. It comes down to these big
three characters. Wait, hold on.
Yeah? Did we miss somebody?
Whitebeard.
Oh, yeah, Whitebeard.
He took, like... four cannonballs to the chest, one to his face.
No, regular cannonballs. Those were trench mortars.
Oh, they were, weren't they?
Mortars have canonically been able to kill, like, every gigantic, every sea beast and stuff like that. And he took three of those.
He took four, I'm pretty sure.
And also, this isn't even prime Whitebeard we're talking
about. No, this is old, about to die Whitebeard.
This dude withstood four cannon shots. If we were to take prime Whitebeard, like, just imagine.
Yeah, but also, another feat for durability, not only did he take four trench shots, he took, like, 64 bullets. I'm pretty sure that was the exact amount.
Who knows? He took a lot of bullets, and he had scars all over him. He withstood.
Yeah, but he was just standing there with his Bicenta, like, so when you guys gonna hurt me?
Yeah, he was just looking.
Yeah.
And all that, he managed to yell out the whole One Piece spiel.
Oh, yeah, obviously that was probably the coolest part. Yeah, that was probably the coolest part. Honestly... We could take Gold D. Roger, but I have him for another category.
Yeah, there are a few categories he could go in. So instead, I think Whitebeard would probably be the perfect pick.
I mean, yeah. We're talking prime Whitebeard. Obviously, we're not going to take old, outdated Whitebeard. I mean, we're making the strongest character here. Not the weakest. Nah, I'm just kidding. Old Whitebeard's still, like, super powerful. I just made every Whitebeard fan mad, didn't I?
No, don't worry, guys. It was just a joke. Don't murder him.
I hear people in my house. All right, anyway. Our next category, I think we should go for IQ.
IQ? There are a lot of choices here.
Boy, well, Vegapunk?
Frankie.
Vegapunk. Frankie.
Yeah, never mind. We're choosing Vegapunk.
Yeah, I don't Wait, is he smart without his devil fruit?
Well, keep in mind, his devil fruit doesn't increase, like, the capability of his brain. It just allows him to hold more knowledge. So, yeah, he is incredibly smart.
Yeah, but for a couple more honorable mentions, Chopper is pretty...
Chopper's got some pretty good IQ. He managed to make an artificial awakening with his devil fruit.
Yeah, and also, Law's another honorable mention.
But I think we have... I think I have another use for him.
Yeah. And then Frankie. Now, I mean, obviously, he makes all these electrical devices that allow him to shoot cannons and all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
He made a suit of armor for him, I'm pretty sure. So, but we'll have to go with Vegapunk, obviously.
Vegapunk's intelligence.
You guys were probably listening to this and like, are these people dumb? So, that's about all for the IQ, but something a little more interesting would be the battle IQ section. Now, we have
a lot of choices
for battle IQ. Number one, right off the gate, you might not think about it. Blackbeard sets up a whole lot of traps.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just all around tricky. But I don't know if that equates to battle IQ rather than underhanded tactics.
Really, really good choice would actually be someone like Luffy or Zoro. Of course, we can't choose Luffy. Everyone knows we have something else for it.
Yeah, but can we choose Zoro? I mean,
he came up with all of those sword techniques by himself. The only thing he ever learned from anyone else was haki.
Yes, but I think we should... Maybe we should... We'll come back to him in a minute.
Yeah.
Another good choice? I don't know. Let's say... I mean, obviously, Whitebeard's pretty smart, but he's not, like, known for his... Another good choice would be Shanks, but I think we also probably have him for another category. Whew, okay. We're really coming down to the wire here. Can you think of anybody else?
Give me a second. It's a character known for their intelligence within battle.
This is a difficult one.
Let's think about pirate crews.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Revolutionary Army, probably not, no.
Oh, I know who. I know exactly the guy.
Who?
Katakuri.
Oh.
He was getting horrible devil fruit, and he made it into a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Keep in mind, that devil fruit isn't a logia. He could not usually transform. He awakened it.
Yeah, Mochi was terrible.
Oh.
Mochi was trash.
He was so much hacky. He was so smart with it. He actually made it super OP.
Yeah, okay. And just a side note about Katakuri. I actually really like Katakuri. He stabbed himself with his own trident because Luffy, I think Luffy got, like, hit by pudding, if I'm correct about that. So, Katakuri stabbed himself in the chest with his own trident in respect of Luffy. Which was a very cool moment, and I'm pretty sure everyone likes Katakuri. But...
Oh, Katakuri, battle IQ.
100%. Now, our next pick, I think we should go with... Sword.
Are we talking like sword skill or just swords?
We'll make them separate categories. Sword first.
Just regular sword?
Yeah.
I think in terms of sword, we're going to need Mihawk for another category. And we haven't chosen anything about Zoro yet. So.
Yeah, but actually.
Or we could choose.
Now, one thing we do know about Gold D. Roger, he had one of the 12 Supreme Great Blades. Ace. But
you know who had two?
Who? Odin?
Odin.
Yep.
I think he's a great choice. Remember, Zoro only had two Supreme Swords.
No, he didn't have any.
Wait, no. Oh, he didn't?
No.
Wait, didn't he take... Yeah, he took one of Odin's swords, so he only has one.
No, wait. Now that I think about it, I don't think Odin had any Supreme Great Blades.
Well, they're incredibly powerful.
Yeah, yeah. But... yeah, I mean, we could go with Shanks.
We could go with many choices.
All right,
we
could
take Mihawk for something else.
Well, see, the thing is... Yeah, and you know what? No, I think we'll go with Zoro, actually.
Yeah, Zoro's three swords are still incredibly powerful. Keep in mind, they haven't broken, they haven't done anything, and he probably doesn't have the best haki, keep in mind.
Yeah, probably not. And that's why we are probably not going to choose him for another category. But the next category is sword skill. And sword now...
This is a super easy choice.
Yeah, but
for all the liberation swords, we have to go with the strongest swordsman. I don't care what you guys think. Shanks is weaker than Mihawk.
Yeah, Odin could also be a spectacular choice, but Mihawk's definitely
better. Mihawk is still alive, and Odin is dead.
That's also a good point.
dead, but still.
I mean... Okay, anyway, moving on to what I think is a pretty important category. Haki. Just kidding, it's Haki. Probably the most important.
Well, we could do Shanks, or we could just go to the goat himself.
Roger.
Goldie Roger.
Actually, we Rocks Dizabek.
Rocks Dizabek?
Or Dragon.
We don't know anything about Dragon, so we might actually have terrible Haki.
Yeah, he could. That could be a problem.
And we don't know about Rocks Dizabek either. He might have just had a really strong devil fruit.
Or we could go with Shanks.
Shanks has strong Haki, I know. But...
Or we could go with Luffy.
Prime Whitebeard flying with a single slash using only...
Or we could go with Luffy.
For Luffy's going to be needed somewhere else.
Now, I know probably exactly where you're going to put him, Devil Fruit.
Yeah.
I actually disagree with you on one count. That's just going to make all the other abilities useless. Basically,
not really.
Kind of. You can barely use swords with it.
Okay, fair point. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go Luffy's Haki, but we don't know if it's better than Roger's. We haven't seen any feats of tossing people with Haki.
Yeah, but we sure have from Roger.
Yeah.
So, I think Roger is the best choice here.
Roger Haki.
Now, what do you think our next category should be?
We should skip right to Devil Fruit because we were talking about it. Of course, we can have two. If Blackbeard can do it, so can we.
Indeed. Now, actually, speaking of the devil himself, I think that's a good first choice.
Mm-hmm.
We have the durability of Whitebeard. Our pain tolerance are going to be fine. And plus, the darkness fruit, you guys might not think it's, like, that ominous, but I think there's a little more to it than it just being the darkness fruit.
There probably is. There's probably an awakening we're going to get that's super strong. And for that reason, I totally agree. We should have the dark fruit.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't allow the ability to transform, but every super powerful enemy we're going to be facing is going to have Haki. So we don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. But another choice we can make is Aokiji with the ice fruit. Or Kizaru with the light fruit. Or Akainu with the magma fruit. Or Ace with the fire fruit.
We could go...
Flame fruit, my bad.
With Law. With the control
fruit. That's what I was also thinking. That would
be... Control is widely considered one of the most powerful devil fruits because of its various abilities and suggested powers.
Yeah, it's... Or, speaking of one of them, the paw fruit.
Finally, someone mentions it. One of the most underrated devil fruits I just love.
Yeah, so, this is going to be a difficult choice. Oh, Lord.
Although we don't actually need the dark fruit. If we have the paw fruit, we can just deflect whatever's coming at us.
Yeah, but, actually, you're kind of right.
We're Sanji, so we don't need to worry about anything faster.
Yeah, so I do think the paw fruit is going to be... Wait, does the paw fruit allow you to wield swords?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It doesn't reject everything immediately. You just choose.
Oh.
It's like another devil fruit. You choose when it activates.
All right, that's good.
And I'm pretty sure we could figure out a way to enhance our blade using the paw.
Probably. And Nicholas, pause real quick. Can you, like, get closer to your microphone or something?
Okay. Yeah.
That's much better. Yeah. Anyway, continue. 3, 2, 1. So,
do we have the dark fruit and the paw fruit, or do we have the paw fruit and the control fruit?
Now, to be honest with you, I'm trying to just think of powers that wouldn't clash, and I feel like the paw and control fruit would slightly clash.
Actually, I think they could work very well together.
And how do you suppose?
So, remember Ursa Shock, and you remember the control fruit can do theoretically anything. What if we used it to add more rejection to Ursa Shock or make it even smaller?
Make it like a vanishing Rasengan from Boruto.
We could make it instantly teleport to our enemies.
Make it like a reversal red.
We could make it anything. That's why the paw fruit and the control fruit would work so well together. If you needed to get to your enemy, you can teleport right behind them without having to worry about self-rejection.
And then, boom, hit them with some, like, attack just stab them.
And keep in mind, the paw fruit can also send people across the world. If your opponent is a devil fruit user who cannot fly, send them into the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. That's all you really gotta do. Just shoot them into the ocean. Bye-bye.
So long, Gebaze.
So, the next category. I think we should do Devil Fruit Skill. What do you think?
Just keep in mind, what do you mean Devil Fruit Skill?
Skill of the Devil Fruit.
First... I just wanted to remind everyone, we're going with control and paw.
Yeah.
Okay. As for Devil Fruit skill, we sadly already chose Katakuri, so we're going to have to come up with somebody else who's incredibly smart, incredibly creative, and most importantly, the wackiest main character in the block.
We're going with Naruto. Just kidding. We're going with Goku. Just kidding again. We're going with Luffy.
Now we're going with Ichigo. Just kidding. I'm not going with Ichigo.
Alrighty, we're going...
Luffy is obviously the easiest choice. He has as much creativity as Katakuri, and was able to make a weak devil fruit that could only transform into rubber into, like, making people puke their stomach into their mouths.
Yeah, Only one problem with that. We just gotta hope we don't hit one of those moments, if you know what I mean.
I do not.
Basically, we just need to make sure that we don't accidentally turn into Goofy Luffy.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would be terrible.
But if we don't, we'll be fine. So, yeah. Our next category is going to be Racy, racy, racy.
I think that's pretty easy.
Well...
I think our best choice would... I mean, we could go with something a little small. We could go with, let's see.
We could go with Mink, Skypiean.
I think the best choice would be, okay, so you remember how they were able to combine genes of different races? That's what happened to Sanji, right?
Yep.
What if you did that to a Linarian and like a Mink? What if you fused those together?
What about a Lunarian and an Oni?
Lunoni.
Okay, never mind. So which one are we picking?
Okay, so do we want to go with the fusions or do we want to just go with the straight race? Because we already know we're going to choose for the races.
We should probably go with straight race, but hold on a minute. Well, in my personal opinion, there's like three or two options. Obviously, the first option is going to be Lunarian, which is an amazing choice. Second option, Oni. I mean, you're a half dragon, half human. And then Mink wouldn't be bad, but it'd be better if we
aren't that special.
Picked one of those two.
I think our best choice would probably be something like Lunarian.
Yeah, because we're... Yeah,
Lunarian. And another power to our vast collection.
Yeah.
Even if we do get put in, like, Sea Prism Stone, we can just make a fire.
Yeah, exactly. So,
thanks.
I think that settles that category. And for the next one, I think we should go with build. Now, if you don't know what I mean by build, I mean, let's say I chose Whitebeard, even though we can't. Whitebeard is very tall, like a giant, and he's ripped and big. That's what I mean by build.
Yeah. Build, we could go with someone small, someone huge, although we're obviously going to go with someone huge. So.
Now, the obvious choice would be Kaido. I mean.
Yep, used Kaido.
He's huge. Some people might say the Giants. What arc was that from?
I don't. Well, they appear once, I think, in a string. They appear once in a mini arc.
Yeah. But I'm sure you guys know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That would be a good choice, but I feel like that's too big.
We have to choose something that's maneuverable, or else our control fruit is going to... The control and paw combo is going to be useless otherwise.
So, I would say Kaido is actually the best choice. Now, we're not talking about half dragon form or full dragon form. Wait,
you forgot something.
Who?
We already used Kaido.
For what?
Strength, remember?
We did, didn't we?
So... Instead of somebody who towers over everyone, instead of somebody super weird, we could choose somebody who's obviously strong, obviously built well. It really comes down to the Yonkos.
Yeah.
We could go with Shanks, which is a really good option.
Yeah.
We could go with one of the elder dudes.
We could. Like, really.
We could, actually, Rayleigh would be a good choice.
We forgot to mention him for Haki.
Roger probably has more.
Yeah, probably. So, I think for build, we'll go with, actually, I think, maybe Shanks.
Shanks would be a good choice. Even with one arm, he was still able to use a sword just as well.
Exactly, yeah. So, that gives me the sign.
We're Lunarian. It doesn't really matter.
That it's probably better to choose.
And there's one last category. I think. Fighting style.
Yes.
Of course, we got swords. But yep. What's going to be our fighting style?
But technically, sword isn't really a fighting style.
You can use one, but even Zoro sometimes just decided not to use his swords and use zero sword style.
Exactly. So, the obvious choice, or a good choice too, would be, obviously, Blackleg.
And we could count users, but that's going to be much more difficult. So instead, we're just going to do the powers themselves.
Yeah. Another role or fighting style we could choose is Weather Mage.
I think that would be good, but I have one very much particularly in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of the Hisoken style?
No.
I believe, if I'm correct, and I'm probably not, it just essentially enhances your punches and attacks so well. It's like you're punching somebody with a quake fruit.
Oh, wow. That's strong.
And combined with our invisible hacky, or just super strong hacky, that will be incredibly powerful. Yeah. And we have the paw fruit. We can obliterate somebody.
But also, there's obviously Fishman Karate and Sharkman Karate.
Fishman Karate would be a great choice. I mean, we control air, water, fire, and actually literally everything else. We got the control freak.
Yeah, exactly. So Fishman Karate could also be an excellent choice. I think
Fishman Karate would actually be a great choice.
Yeah. Also, a couple more. Obviously, we could do Doctor, but like, that's boring.
We have the control food. We can just heal people.
Oh, yeah, we can. That's why Law became a doctor? No, I don't think so.
So, of course, I think, what are we going with?
Honestly, enhancing your punches is like, it's powerful, but it's kind of boring. Like, I want to shoot water.
Fishman Karate. And, I mean, it's a good backup in case we get tossed into water.
I mean, yeah, well, actually, a question that we could try to answer today is, does Fishman Karate work when you have a Devil Fruit?
We've seen Jinbei use Fishman Karate in regular environments. We've seen him use it, like, while he's just walking around. I'm pretty sure it would work.
Yes, but what I'm talking about specifically is the swimming capabilities of Fishman Karate when you have a Devil Fruit.
When you have a Devil Fruit, of course, you can't swim. But that doesn't mean you can't move the water around you.
Yeah, so, yeah, I would say that Fishman Karate is probably the best choice.
Yep, it's a backup in case we fall in water. And additionally, I mean, we have fire and water and all these things. It's just a good choice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, that pretty much wraps it up for the podcast today. Thank you guys so much for watching. Hold on.
There's one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
We have to name him.
Oh, yeah. The most important part. Choose what side he's on. Oh, yeah. Obviously, we're going to choose Marine. Just kidding.
No.
We could choose Bounty Hunter.
We could choose Revolutionary Army, or we could choose Pirate.
I think we should choose Pirate.
Yep. I mean, most of him is just a pirate, so I'm pretty sure it's a good choice.
I'm pretty sure we only have pirates, actually.
Wait, we only... This man is even built like a pirate. He is a pirate.
No, we have Mihawk.
Keep in mind, Mihawk is a warlord, which means he's also a pirate.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Okay. And his name, Jimothy.
No, we need to name him Jonathan.
All right, yeah. So, Jonathan, the new most powerful One Piece character. And keep in mind, every single character that we picked in this podcast is now dead.
Oh, dear.
That's and they were born podcast. Into one entity.
Anyway. Yeah.
So, yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for the podcast. Now, don't forget to write a review and have a great morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, daytime, whatever the heck you want. And, yeah, goodbye.